listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, right? Wednesday, February 28th. Welcome to our show. Well, and once again, we're here live, and I have a couple of great guests in the studio. They have amazing stuff to tell us about, and we'll introduce them. So we have Dan Holtz, right?
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us.
And Devin Heyman, is it?
Yes, Devin Heyman, and yes. Good morning, Sam.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for coming. You guys have a Beverly Hills Rejuvenation Center.
Yes, correct.
And how long have you guys had that now?
Going on 20 years. It's 19
20 years.
Years. Yeah, going on 20 this year.
Wow. So you guys were pioneer and stuff with some of the...
Oh, yeah.
I know you do a lot of procedures and things like that, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. When we started, it was, you know, basically Dan was cutting edge even a few years before we started. He'll tell you his story. But when he got on it, you know, it was life changing. And then met Dan and, you know, changed my life as well.
So, really?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what it is. What do you offer there?
Well, so what we started off with, it was all that Dev and I had this vision of helping people find their way with hormone optimization. So we were, you know, we were guys and they're getting close to 40 years old and starting to feel the effects of, excuse me, declining hormones. And we corrected our hormone deficiency and all of a sudden we were feeling just incredible. And we thought, man, this is going to be huge. We thought, man, we got to get involved and start, you know, really helping people find their way to get hormones optimized. So that you could take 40-year-old men and make them feel like they're 20 again, and just and we just really were just kind of lucky, I guess, to be in the right place at the right time and have the right vision, and we started doing it, and it really took off, and a lot of people were coming. We were kind of way out in front. Everybody thought we were crazy. They're like, "What is a hormone?" You know, nobody even knew what we were doing,
right?
And we just kind of found our way through and. And did it, and we were, you know, became very successful with it. And eventually, you know, Devin was kept commenting that, you know, gosh, we're doing all this to make people feel so good and making older people feel good. What if we started doing some stuff to make people look better?
Right.
And so we started thinking, yeah, we got to incorporate the med spa side, and so we can help people get that youthful appearance again. Incorporated that in with the hormones, and man, oh man, it was perfect, you know.
Really?
And, and then it's just now it's been years of adding more and more locations now and growing it around the country.
That's amazing. How many locations do you have now?
We have now 25 locations.
25?
Yeah, throughout the United States.
And, really? And oh, so not just in L.A.?
Yeah, no, it's, we're in New Jersey and 10 in or 12 in Texas.
Really?
Two, we're opening a third in Vegas and then throughout California. So we're out throughout the United States.
Wow, so you're definitely a success story. I mean,
yeah.
Now, I wanted to ask you about the hormones and stuff. So already at 40... people experience deficiency in hormones?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, it's funny. When it hit me, you know, I was extremely busy. And when Dan and I first opened, we weren't even looking to open a business. He was very busy with a successful construction company. And I had a chain of tanning salons called Sunset Tan and a reality show on E! Entertainment. We were just looking for how can we, you know, improve our health. We're both very healthy, work out a lot. Uh-huh. And at 40, I noticed the effects of aging hit me right at 40. I mean, I ruptured my Achilles after 5 minutes of basketball, my energy, muscle mass declining, all this happening. And I'm like, whoa, if this is happening at 40, what am I going to feel like at 50 or 60?
There
and
you
I'm
go.
A very healthy guy.
Yeah.
So I went on my own kind of quest of looking. A friend of mine got on hormone replacement, met with an endocrinologist because I thought this was all, you know, steroids. You know, to stop that back then 20 years ago.
Right.
And playing college football, you know, I would come back every summer for football camp, and I'd gain 5 pounds all excited. I had buddies coming back 20 pounds bigger, and I'm like, whoa, how many protein shakes you guys drink? Find out later they're on, you know, steroids. But,
really?
So, I avoided that. But the endocrinologist told me, no, as you age, it's okay to supplement, you know, hormones. So, fortunately, I met through one of my managers at one of my tanning salons, Dan, who's already a couple years into this. And he, you know, we did blood tests. He got me on the program. 2 weeks later, I remember waking up like goosebumps, like, wow, this is how I felt at 20.
Wow.
And now here I am 62 years old today, feeling like I'm 30 years old.
Way really?
Better. Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's pretty life changing.
Yeah.
And so you know, we both changed our lives. Next thing you know, Dan's got, you know, all his friends and family and their friends and families. You know, how do I, you know, what can I do? And so,
right.
You know, we weren't even looking to open a business, but it came the right opportunity that, you know, we looked at, hey, this is a way to help people change lives and let's create a business out of it.
That's true. I mean, it sounds very promising, you
yeah.
know. And I didn't realize that at 40, you know, I mean, well, it was a long time ago, so I don't remember being 40, you know, I'm 63 now. But, I guess we don't function the same as we do when we're 20 years old.
No.
Right.
No.
Now, so you guys don't have any, like, medical background or anything, right?
No.
You weren't,
no.
like, doctors or anything
no,
like that?
No, no. Right? We hire, you know, medical staff, doctors, uh-huh. and nurse practitioners, PAs and all that. But Dan, you know, he went out pioneering this thing back when he was, like, 38 because, you know, he was in a bad accident. And for him, you know, he had to do a lot, and I'll let Dan tell you his story, but a lot of research and meet with multiple doctors and, you know, and to figure it all out. And
right.
then the big change was going to the World Anti-Aging Convention, the A4M in Vegas. So we've been going there pretty much every year for 20 years, and even Dan started a few years before that.
Really? Wow. So how did you start this? I mean,
well, you know, if the funny thing was, all I really wanted was a place to go to get help. There was no such place.
Right. That's usually how businesses start, well,
exactly.
right? You want something, you don't see it, you yeah. go, oh, let me start one.
Yeah.
The doctors, back in those days, you know, 25 years ago, doctors really didn't know anything about hormones here in the U.S. This
really?
Was being done over in Europe, but it uh-huh. hadn't migrated to the U.S. yet.
Really?
And
wow.
so...
So that's when the steroids ruled pretty
yes,
much, right?
Yeah, the steroids
yeah,
were
thing,
around,
yeah.
but
right.
I, you know, I wasn't interested in that. I just wanted to feel youthful and healthy again and just get
right.
my health back.
Yeah.
Well, so there was no place to go. So I was forced to go to conferences to learn about hormone supplementation. Uh-huh. There was a guy, an endocrinologist from Europe that was coming to the U.S., to start teaching American physicians about hormone supplementation, right?
Right.
And so I started going to these conferences and learning whatever I could because there was no place to go. Well,
right.
I literally just did what this endocrinologist said. He basically gave me information as to how to get started on a program, like I say, because there was no place to go.
Right.
And I started, and within weeks I felt like a new human being, and I thought, if I feel this good in 3 weeks with the little tiny bit of knowledge that I have, how good could it get?
Right.
So I thought, man, I've got to learn everything I can about this. So I went on a mission. Uh-huh. I became obsessed with learning everything about hormones that you could learn. And then I got doing so well. My health just improved so much in my energy and my moods and just everything. Sleeping better, everything was improved, and all these guys were asking me to help them, and that became a problem. So I'm like, well, I don't really have time to
right.
to really get turn this, because every 5 minutes I was getting a call from somebody wanting to talk about hormones, and it literally
right.
started consuming my life.
Yeah,
and I had my construction company at the time, and I thought, man, what am I going to do here? But I couldn't resist the opportunity to help people
right.
find their way. I thought, you know, it isn't really right that I just kind of turn people away and say, hey, I'm sorry, you're on your own. I thought, I got to create a place where people can go to get the help.
Right.
And then, of course, there was a gym over in West L.A. called the Sports Club L.A. Right across the street was this tanning salon called Sunset Tan, right?
Uh-huh.
And I thought, man, if there was room over there, right across the street to uh-huh. start a place, that'd probably be a phenomenal location.
Right.
Well, then I met Devin, of course, who right. owned that business, and he had just acquired some space in that building, and we formed a partnership and
wow,
took
that's
off.
Perfect.
One of the best
yeah.
things I ever did in my life was meet this guy and take him on as a partner, and it's been an incredible, great run, and we've had a wonderful life working together, and it's been a real great experience.
Yeah, wow. So you knew about the hormones when you went to the doctor, right? That's where They told you about it? Is that how you
well,
found out
about I didn't know.
He had to teach the doctors what well, he was learning.
Oh, really? So how did the hormones idea come to you in the first
well,
place?
Well, I got in a bad crash in a race car accident, and it was after that that I just never really felt right. But I didn't really feel right before the crash. It just got kind of worse.
Okay.
So I thought, man, I must have gotten a – you know, I was in a coma for a while, and I thought,
wow.
I thought, well, I probably did some damage – brain damage of some sort, did a bunch of blood tests, and all my hormone levels were so depleted. And when I was looking at this, I started asking the doctor, like, what's going on with all these hormone deficiencies? And he said, we don't even look at stuff like that. We don't know anything about
really?
It.
Really?
And
wow.
he referred me out to a couple of other physicians, and they didn't know. And I couldn't find answers. And I thought, how can these people not really know anything about hormones? Of course, today there's a lot more of them that do. But back then, nobody knew, and they just didn't even look at hormones. And so I thought, well, how can this be? So I found that in Europe, they treated it as age-related decline, and they would go in and put programs together for aging adults to get their lives back and their health back.
Right.
And so I learned that it's something that's commonly treated in Europe, and I thought, well, if there's no place to go, I'm going to have to treat myself. And then I started working with some medical professionals and kind of helping them learn about this. And,
right.
you know,
because you immersed yourself in this. You know,
I did.
You knew more than everybody else.
Well, I did. And then the doctors, you know, I helped them kind uh-huh. of get started and get, you know, pointed the right direction. And then, you know, and then, of course, you know, now there's certainly more people around that know about it. And it's much more commonplace. But.
Right.
Back in those days, it was a wild, wild west. There,
yeah,
nobody knew
it
anything.
Sounded like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Devin, he came to you, and what did he say?
Yeah. So, you know, first he got me on the program, and I felt so good. I'm like, this is, you know, people need to know about this. And he said,
right.
yeah, I'm spending all my time just helping people. So I had some additional space that I'd leased. And I said, look, this could be the perfect space for, you know, to open our first clinic, which we're still there almost 20 years, same location across from the, now it's called Equinox.
Uh-huh.
And then after the success, you know, with that, I had one of my franchises. I was franchising Sunset Tan in Dallas. He was a franchisor of the Sunset Tan, and he got on our program, felt incredible. He's our age, too, looks great, feels great. He's got 10 kids and 100 and some Subways and a bunch of other businesses. So he looked at this could go great in Dallas. You know, we had the name Beverly Hills Rejuvenation Center. So that was really our first test of taking that name. How would it work, especially in Texas, you know, good old boys out there and all that. And it ended up exploding our first clinic there in Dallas. So now he opened 6 more in Dallas and a couple in San Antonio. And you know, now we have Houston and Austin as well. So we realized then that brand, you know, would resonate not just in the LA, Beverly Hills area, but throughout the country and especially internationally as well.
Right. So now what other services you guys, I look on the website, you have a lot of services, right?
Yeah. So after the first, as Dan mentioned, after the first couple years of specializing in wellness and hormone replacement, you know, people came to us like, oh, now I'm feeling great. So now, you know, what can you do to help me look better? So then we launched the whole aesthetic part of our company, the med spa, doing the injectables. So now we started a couple years later doing all the injectables, laser treatments like laser hair removal, IPL, all therapy, non-surgical facelift, cool sculpting for fat reduction. And so we started with all that, and then we've just been kind of blossoming into different treatments. We've been kind of lucky to be on the cutting edge of, you know, not only for ourselves looking, but to help other people, you know, look and feel better. What's the next best treatment, product, device, laser? So we're always, you know, trials and testing, you know, all different kinds of products and treatments.
Yeah. So you do like what, like collagen and all the...
So, you know, we've gone into regenerative cell therapy, you know, between stem cells, exosomes. Now we're just launching a new product. You've probably heard of PRP treatments. You know, it's called PRGF, plasma-rich growth factors. So we just started training everybody for that, which is a whole new technique of the PRP. And it's basically more growth factors and keeping them in place with a gel matrix for up to about 21 days rather than injecting PRP in joints, face, other areas. It could, you know, dissipate within a few hours, where now it'll maintain in the area. So the growth factors are helping your own collagen build up elastin and regenerative cell therapy and all that stuff. So.
Wow. And you guys learn about all this stuff as you go, right?
Yeah, we learn as we go. Yeah.
Wow. So, Dan, when you started this, were you thinking of doing this just for men, or is it women as well? Do women go through the same changes as men as far as hormones and things like that?
They absolutely do. Uh-huh. And, you know, I didn't really know what was going to happen. All I knew is I had to create a place where people could go. So I didn't really plan that it was going to be men or women. I just knew it was going to be people. I didn't know anything about female hormones back then. I knew males, but I knew probably going to have to learn females at some point. And so early on, I was very fortunate to work with a great compounding pharmacist, Nayan Patel, over at Central Drugs in La Habra. Guy was an absolute genius with female hormones. And he taught me so much, it was just amazing. So, because all these guys would come in and they'd say, man, you got to help my wife, right? And so right away, we had to start focusing on that too. I fell in love with, female hormones. Everybody thinks it's so complicated. It's really not. It's just, it's actually an opportunity to change somebody's life. So to me, I love working with female hormones. So, I mean, of course, we've got our medical people that do it, but I love being a part of helping people understand how great they can just change their life and get just feeling incredible.
Right.
So it's just fun because every life that's profoundly changed, like with guys, you know, they come in and you change their lives and they have more energy, they feel better. But these women, when they come in, man, you can make some of these women feel like a whole new human being where they literally go from emotional breakdowns all the time and, you know, so many things that are just is feeling overwhelmed with anxiety. And all of a sudden, it all goes away.
Really? So and, even the mental stuff.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. And it changes them so much. So such profound changes. And it's so fun being a part of that and watching lives get changed because these women will feel so happy. All of a sudden, they're sleeping. They're getting their weight loss back. You know, the metabolism's coming back, and their hair is growing back, and they're sleeping, and all these wonderful things. It's just a beautiful thing to be a part of it and watch it happen.
Yeah. Wow. I'm very impressed. I mean, you know, the thing is that you guys didn't have any medical background or anything, and yet still you got very interested in this stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you guys are still not medical people, but you hire...
Yeah, we hire all the right
medical team. Because you can't do everything yourself, right? But you understand what's going on, and that's the important thing.
We're very fortunate to have some incredible medical providers now that are really skilled, know what they're doing, and it just makes it so fun to watch so many people, you know, be able to get in, come in, and get their problem solved.
Right. So. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the thing is that now you got me all fascinated and everything.
You got to come
because,
in.
Yeah. Well, obviously, after this, you know, I mean, you got me sold on this, no problem. I'm feeling that I'm not the same like I used to be, you know? I mean, you know, I have a brother-in-law that he's only in his 40s, right? But he decided he's going to run and race against a little kid just for the fun of it, right? A 6-year-old kid, and he starts running, and suddenly he just like tripped. Broke his knee completely, twisted it, broke it, everything. And I told him, I said, you know, you know, adults don't fall the same way that a kid falls, right? Yeah. I mean, the bones are different, the muscles are different. And I mean, this guy's like a chiropractor and everything. So, you know, but I told him, I said, you know, we're not the same anymore.
You'd think he'd know.
Right, you know. But so what are some of the So tell me some of the changes that people go through.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Right.
So for me, if you think around 40 years old, I was pretty close to 40 years old, I remember just feeling like life was just kind of a dull, boring routine.
So it wasn't just physical
no,
for you.
No, it was very mental. If you would have asked me if I was depressed, I would have said no.
Uh-huh.
But boy, when I corrected my hormones 3 weeks after I started, I was so different. I didn't even recognize the guy I was
really?
A month before.
Whoa.
It was shocking. Just every single part of my life changed. It was so profound. Nothing I've ever been exposed to in my life has ever even come close to transforming me like fixing my hormones. It took me from feeling like I wish I could just go lay on a couch and retire and not even do anything to feeling like I just want to go, 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 start new, exciting businesses and just be a part of life. And,
full of energy.
Yeah. And I mean, here I'm 63 years old, still racing cars against 20-year-olds. And I wouldn't be doing any of this stuff had I not fixed my hormones years ago. I just beg anybody out there that's listening, if you do yourself a favor, go get your blood work done, get into a place, do your homework, get your hormones balanced, and watch your life become transformed. I mean, it'll change your whole world.
Yeah. Wow. So for you, what kind of changes did you go through?
Yeah, it was very similar. At 40, you know, I was so busy with so many businesses. I had a chain of tanning salons. I was running a commercial real estate company. I had 4 homes in Hollywood Hills in development. I ran a promotion company.
Wow, so you were 60. Already pretty active.
Yeah, right? That's why I was not looking for another job because I had too many already. And we just got signed up with E! Entertainment. So I was the executive producer and on the reality show with my business. So me, it was about, then I noticed at 40, my sleep, you know, wasn't near as good. My energy, my drive, muscle mass. I was 205 all my life, you know, with mostly muscle mass, 6% body fat. I went down to 185. I ruptured my Achilles tendon after 5 minutes of playing basketball, similar to what, you know, your 40-year-old chiropractor happened to him. Yeah. And I was like, oh, what's going to happen? This is not good. Yeah. And I'm healthy. I take all my vitamins. I'm healthy. I work out. So, you know, so all these things, like I said, after 2 weeks of getting on the program, it was like I woke up with like chills because I was like, this is how I felt when I was 20. And that was only 2 weeks later. So 2 months later into it, I'd gained my 20 pounds of muscle back, my energy, my sleep, my drive. I mean, so I was ready to conquer the world again.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was definitely helped me, you know, mentally and physically, you know, muscle mass, energy, sleep, all these things.
Right. It's hard to imagine the transformation that you experienced.
Yeah, I mean, really I can't imagine how, you know, we could you could change someone so drastically.
Yeah. And forget all the antidepressants and all that stuff. You don't need any of that stuff.
Really?
You get your hormones right, forget the sleeping pills, forget the antidepressants, forget all that stuff. None of that really corrects anything. It's a Band-Aid for a bullet hole. When you fix the core problem, which is always hormone-related, you're straightening out the core problem. You don't have to use all these drugs and you just get your body working again like it did when you were young. You just can't produce as much, you know, the hormones at 40 that you were at 20. You just can't. So, but you can supply them and fix them and feel all that way again. Just feel that incredible rush of energy and enthusiasm and optimism and all the great things that we had when we were young.
Yeah, that's amazing. So would you say that the effects of aging are pretty much all related to hormone deficiencies?
Sure. Age-related decline is an absolute certain factor. Of course, there's toxicity. There's so many factors, right? There's cellular voltage is a big thing. So now we're exposed to so many bad electrical energies like this 5G and all this stuff. It pushes cellular voltage way down. So then our hormone production is affected by that too. So there's so many pieces to this puzzle, but you get your blood test done and you get those hormones balanced and you keep them balanced and you don't have to suffer. You don't have to feel exhausted and fatigued and all that every day of your life.
Right. You change your lifestyle pretty much, right? So then you probably start eating better and exercising and being in better.
You're able to train
better.
Because
you're in that state of mind, I'm getting better.
It all starts with energy. Okay, nobody goes to the gym when they don't have any energy. Nobody.
Right.
They just don't. You can't. You're just too wiped out. You fix that energy, and all of a sudden that body starts moving again. And when that body starts moving, you start breathing a lot. When you're breathing a lot, you oxygenate the body.
Right.
When you oxygenate the body, inflammation goes down. A moving body is going to oxygenate. And so that's what we need. We need bodies that are moving. But if we don't have any hormones, we go lay around. We just exhaust it. Nobody feels like moving.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what about testosterone? I know that that goes down as you age.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's one of the hormones we're talking about.
So testosterone is a hormone.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Yeah. So now that probably affects like everything, even like sexual performance and things like
incredibly
that.
Incredibly
right?
so. Yeah. Absolutely. And of course, I, at 40, that was a problem for me. I mean, I just was like, I was not interested in any kind of sexual activity at all. I was just exhausted. All I wanted to do was sleep.
Yeah.
Had this beautiful girlfriend and just, you know, I just didn't have any interest. But, you know, I thought it was, you know, something on her end. And, you know, and man, here we are together 22 years later. And she's an amazing human being. Thank God she stuck with me through the time when I had low hormones. And, you know, but we have this incredible relationship. And we wouldn't have it had I not corrected all these problems, you know. But, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. How about you? Did you feel like less testosterone? I mean, did that affect you?
Yeah, so that was the first thing that, you know, was testosterone replacement. And and again, what people got to understand is not just testosterone replacement. You increase your testosterone levels to an optimal level, you got other hormonal changes. You know, estradiol, which is estrogen, like women, you think estrogen women, it's men too. So you got to regulate that. You know, there's aromatization, there's a conversion into estradiol. So you got to regulate that. Thyroid, another huge one that Dan spent many years researching, and a lot of our patients have seen that they're, you know, hypothyroid and optimizing the thyroid. I get up at 4:35 every morning, take 25 vitamins, do my testosterone shot. You know, Dan has developed over the years where initially people would go to a doctor's office to get a shot every 2 weeks of testosterone. The problem with that is you're spiking your level too high. Now you got conversion into DHT, estradiol, other hormones, which, you know, create problems. Where Dan's developed daily, so very small amounts, you know, insulin type needle injectable, so keeps your body. You eat not once every week or two, you eat every day, same thing.
Right.
Your body produces testosterone every day. So the idea of what he's developed over the years is not just testosterone but other hormones, daily supplementation, so it keeps you more of an optimal level throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout your whole time. So that's been a huge, you know, big part of what we've developed is that. What's, you know, simulate what the body's doing. How's the body produce it? Try to simulate that as well.
Right.
So it's been not just in the hormone replacement, DHE, pregnenolone, other hormones, but then NAD, NAD supplementation, LDN, glutathione. So, you know, as we're aging, there's so many more things, you know, coming into research that's available that we're putting through trials and on ourselves and patients and through our medical team that it's just been incredible. You know,
so how many do you manage all these different things? I mean, do you have to go to
occasional blood work? You know, we've been doing it so long, we've got a pretty good handle on how it all works. And, you know, like Devin said, the body makes hormones daily. And so a lot of practitioners dump a whole bunch of hormones in the body at one time or put a pellet in the body at one time and expect to create balance. If you like pellets, you're going to love coming to us because it's just not a great way to go. There's much better ways. And for people out there that are taking a whole bunch of testosterone once a week, come and talk to us over at Beverly Hills Rejuvenation Center and learn why there's a whole nother level of a quality of life that you're not experiencing. For instance, all those people that wake up at 3:30 or 4 a.m. in the morning and wonder why they're awake, come and see us at Beverly Hills Rejuvenation Center, and we'll teach you that's a thyroid deficiency.
Really?
Yes. Wow. Your adrenal glands pump a bunch of adrenaline into your bloodstream about 3:30 or 4 a.m. in the morning. So if you have thyroid deficiency, when that adrenaline dumps into your bloodstream, it causes a spike in your heart rate, which stimulates you right out of a sleep. We can fix that thyroid deficiency and get you sleeping through the night. No more waking up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning with you know, the hot, sweaty, hyper-stimulated effect. We can make all that go away and make you sleep through the night.
Yeah, not be tired all day.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%.
You want to save your adrenaline, you know.
Yeah.
When the lion's chasing you, or, you know, you want to save the adrenaline, not burn it up, especially early in the morning.
Yeah.
Right. Is adrenaline a hormone as well?
Yes, sir.
It is. Wow. So what's the process if someone wants to get started with something like this? They come to you. What's the first thing you do with
them? They'll do blood work. Okay. So our medical practitioner will order blood work for them, and then they'll do a consultation, review the labs, go over everything, and put them on a program, and then just watch them throughout the year, you know, just little touch base here and there and just make little adjustments as we go along. But you know,
so they prescribe things to
you, and then you do
them every day?
Yeah, you do them at home yourself, so it's easy. You know, it's all easy to do.
What is it, pills or just shots?
It's a combination of both. Like for men, they have a little tiny insulin needle that they put a little drop of testosterone in the body daily. It's a very short, pain-free, little tiny injection. You don't even feel it. And women, it's really essentially creams and capsules. And for men, there's a few capsules they'll take too, but it's very easy to keep up with. There's not
really
anything complicated.
So it's not like people have to keep coming every week.
No, not at all. Right. Very very rarely. Okay. No, they just do everything from home, and works great.
Really
easy to do.
Wow, very impressive. You know, I mean, I got to tell you because, like you said, people suffer from all kinds of things, mental, physical. You know, and. And, you know, you get antidepressants, you get all this medication, diabetes, all this stuff. And you're putting poison in your body, you know?
Yes, sir.
And here you guys come in and you use natural things.
Yeah.
And just help the body do what it does.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, what we're doing is, you know, a lot of places out there you go and you get a Band-Aid to solve Lipitor or whatever it may be to solve the problem rather than getting down to the root of the problem, solving that, which most time it's, you know, hormone replacement, vitamin deficiencies, things like that. So we test for all that. So it's optimizing that. So all the hormones, it's bioidentical. So your body's already producing it. Unfortunately, as we age, it just doesn't produce enough.
I see. Now, what about like diet and eating and stuff? How does that affect the hormones?
It's all important stuff. And then once you come in for your hormone evaluation, right, once we go over the labs, of course, the practitioner, we got a naturopathic doctor goes over, you know, good habits for, you know, helping to increase the metabolism. One thing people don't understand, there's a big crazy kind of, everybody's into intermittent fasting now. So, so they think, well, I'm going to lose a bunch of weight with intermittent fasting. But with every plus, there's a minus. Every minus, there's a plus. And I want to share with everyone out there, when you do intermittent fasting, okay, your body is going without food. Now, what happens? You teach your body that food is scarce. Okay. The body goes, oh, we told them to eat. They didn't eat. That means there's no access to food. It immediately pushes thyroid production down. It has to slow the metabolism because you may die if it doesn't, right?
Right.
So
you get the opposite effect.
They should call it slowing, not fasting, okay, because you're slowing the entire metabolism down. Now, people say, well, I have more energy. Well, yes, because the body, to survive, has to use more epinephrine or adrenaline to survive. Adrenaline is highly inflammatory. So I'm going to tell you something right now. You better plan on fasting the rest of your life because the minute you stop, you're going to gain weight faster than you ever saw ever because you're not even going to have a metabolism. If you want to learn how to get a rapid metabolism, you teach the body that food is plentiful, okay?
Gotcha.
The way you teach the body that food is plentiful is by sprinkling small amounts of food in every hour throughout the day, so that the body learns that you have great access to food. It has no reason to have a slow metabolism, and now thyroid function starts to improve.
Right.
It's completely opposite what people think. It is not good to do intermittent fasting. Now, luckily, when you come to us, we manually fix everything and teach you that, but small, frequent feedings throughout the day are absolutely critical for a roaring metabolism. But
really?
Initially, if you've been fasting, initially you start eating more calories throughout the day, you're gonna see some weight gain initially, right? Well, get moving the body. Start getting physical, right? But eventually that body's going to speed back up. That metabolism is going to come back up if you start small amounts. I'm not talking about overeating. I'm talking about, like, with a male, if a pretty active male's consuming 2,300 to 2,500 calories a day, right? Just every hour or two, sprinkle a little food in. But I'm not saying eat 4,000 calories.
Right.
I'm saying eat 2,300 to 2,500, right?
And just for females, spread it out throughout the day.
That's right. And for females, same thing. If you're at 1,600, 1,700, your first calories come right when you open your eyes. Start feeding that body, and your last calories come at bedtime. 1,600, 1,700 calories throughout the day. You sprinkle those calories in all the way to bedtime and not exceed 1,700, and all of a sudden you're going to watch the weight start going off. It'll go up at first. You'll gain weight at first. But 30 days later, you'll see your metabolism starting to kick up, and all of a sudden, you'll start seeing the weight go off. Your energy will go up. You'll feel more like you can move more. Then you start getting physical, and look out. I mean, you're going to see all your problems start to change.
Wow. That's amazing. You know, it's totally opposite of what people
think. That's right. No. That's right. Yeah. No, it's just like, I got to tell you this quick story. So the body has to... The body watches what you do. My sister called me a while back, and she said, "Hey, Dan, I've got a problem with my hands and feet are so swollen, and my legs." And I said, "Oh, okay, you're retaining fluid, right?" She's in her 60s, right? And she goes, "Well, yeah, I guess I am." And I said, "How did you teach the body that water was scarce?" And she said, "What?" And I said, "What did you recently do that taught your body that it needed to hold fluid?" And she goes, "What are you talking about?" And I said, "Have you done any traveling lately?" And she said, "Well, I just flew to Denver to see my daughter." And I said, "Okay, how many days were you out there?" "I was out there for 3 days." "So you took a flight, which will dehydrate you terribly. And then she sat in Denver at high altitude for 3 days and then flew back." Uh-huh. And, of course, her body said, "Oh, man, I don't know what's going on here, but we've got to hold fluid," right, because of all this dehydrating stuff, right? And so I said, "Do this. Start drinking a bunch of water today, right? You'll blow up even worse. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow you'll look worse, right? But the day after, you'll look about like you look today, and then the day after that, you'll probably have less fluid in your body than you've seen in months." By the fourth day, she called me and said, "I've not even looked this way in 20 years. She goes, I'm holding less fluid than I've ever held in my life. She goes, "How did you figure this out?" And I said, "Well, it's just logic. We teach the body, right? The body is just watching what goes on, right? If we go out into the sun, it'll darken the skin. It's like it's always going to be watching. If we go into a hot room, it'll start to sweat. We go into a cold room, it'll start to shiver. When water is scarce, we got to hold fluid. When water is plentiful, no reason to hold it, right?
Right.
So when food is plentiful, no reason to slow the metabolism. There's no danger of running out of food.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean overeat. It means titrate small amounts of food.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm telling you out there, watch your whole life change when you start doing this stuff.
Yeah.
It's and you fix your hormones and then learn how to feed your body properly. Watch your whole life change.
Wow.
It's big.
I heard somebody was telling me that she started drinking a lot more water, mm-hmm. and that alone made her feel a lot better.
Of course.
So you got to drink a lot of water, right?
Well, you know, and you can overdo that too, right?
Yeah,
because you can overhydrate, but it's hard to do.
Right.
But for the most part, most people don't drink enough fluid. And then sadly, when you're not drinking enough water, well, guess what? Then your body's holding fluid. You're never thirsty anyway.
Right.
So you're like, "Why would I drink water? I'm not thirsty." Well, of course you're not thirsty because you're holding fluid all the time.
Right.
But let me tell you something that's very important that everybody out there understands. Very, very important that you understand. Get away from the fluoride water. Do not use fluoride in your toothpaste. we gotta. Oh man,
what's wrong with the fluoride?
Don't drink tap water. It's chlorine and fluoride will ruin your health.
Really,
it's absolutely terrible.
So we brush our teeth every day. We don't even realize
you're taking a shower in chlorinated water with fluoride in it, and it's going right in your skin. We're going to put a RO system in our house in Las Vegas to make sure that all that stuff's out. I mean, it's just it really is poisonous when all this fluoride and chlorine gets into our bodies. And make sure you drink. I drink Fiji water, or I won't drink any kind of regular water almost. Right. You know, I won't ever drink tap water. I'd go without if I had to.
Really? Wow. Yeah. That's interesting.
So much to learn about quality water.
Yeah, obviously.
But
you
if
know.
You get RO water, you know, reverse osmosis.
Okay, how do you get that?
Well, there's systems out there you can buy, and plumber will come out and install it in your house.
Oh, really? And
yeah.
It
cleans
the water.
Up your water. Yeah, and then you can even alkalize it at that point. And it's not that expensive, but man, can that change your life. Get some real good quality water and then drink it. Don't drink a lot of tap water. I mean, if I'm telling you to drink water, I don't want you drinking bad water. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't want you drinking fluorinated water.
Right.
I want you drinking either alkaline or if you know, Fiji or whatever you can to get some good quality water that's not all full of chemicals.
Now, and what about brushing your teeth? What is the alternative to fluoride?
Well, I always have a fluoride-free toothpaste. I'll never use fluoride in my toothpaste.
Oh, yeah, so they have toothpaste without fluoride, too.
If you ever want to be shocked, brush your teeth with fluoride toothpaste and swallow it. You'll probably end up in a hospital.
Really?
You'll poison yourself.
Yep. Really?
It's that dangerous.
Wow.
Fluoride toothpaste is horrible.
Wow. How did you find out about that one?
Just over the years, you know, just being around, you know, this industry, the health industry. I'm always, you know, watching and learning. And there's so many medical people that are super intelligent. And you go to these conferences and you learn all kinds of great things and do your research and make sure what's right and what's wrong. I'm just exposed to all kinds of stuff like this all the time.
Yeah. So you've modified your life, obviously, in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
How about the people around you? Do you pass this on to them as well?
Oh, yeah. You know, friends, families, not just clients. But
they have no choice, right?
Yeah,
we force it on them.
Especially Dan. He forces it on everybody.
Yeah.
But,
oh, man. I'm horrible that way. Nobody gets around. You get around me, you're going to get an earful all the time.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
Well, you know, I mean, it's part of your life, you know? I mean,
yeah,
and you strongly believe in it.
Well, when you care about people,
yeah.
I can't just sit there and shut up. I got to say something. I got to try and influence them because you care about them. Well, if you truly care about them, you better try and figure out how to help them. If you know there's something that can make them a lot better, it's on you to share that and wake them up and let them understand what they can do to make their life better. I mean, help them find their way.
Right. Now, you guys have a lot of how many locations did you say?
So we have 25 locations.
25.
Yeah, and a couple more under development right now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And how many in L.A. area do you have?
We have L.A. We have our Los Angeles. We just opened West Hollywood a month ago. Valencia just opened up a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Over here in
Woodland Hills.
Woodland Hills is opening next month, right down the street here.
Wow.
We've also got Westlake.
Yeah.
And then we got Newport, Huntington Beach, Del Mar,
La Jolla.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. So you expand fast.
About 10 in California, yeah.
And who handles all the business side? Do you guys handle
Actually,
the business side more?
Devin is really, really the key guy in the office there. He's really good at super, super smart business manager. I'm more bouncing around like a pinball out there in and out of stores and
right.
A lot of talking, a lot of communication, and a lot of, you know, I just whatever needs to be done, I just end up doing it.
Yeah. Right. Dan has a big focus on R&D and a lot of new, you know, products and treatments and devices and all that he's, you know, on the cutting edge of bringing it in. And then, you know, then we got to look at it as, hey, look, this is a great product, great treatment, but is it in our business model? You know, you know, we help people, but also, you know, be profitable on that as well. So,
right. So
we have to then go put it through different trials.
We've got an incredible vice president, Christiana White. joined our team a while ago, and she's amazing. And she's just Devin and her do such a great job of really, you know, focusing on what's the best direction for us to go. I throw things at them all the time.
All the time.
Here, let's do this. Let's do that. Let's do all these things. And then they're like, slow down, buddy.
Yeah.
Slow down. Okay. But I'm pretty good at talking people into stuff. I can get them to do what I want them to do. It just takes me a while.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know your stuff, you know. Yeah, there's no question about it.
And I'm excited about all this stuff.
I mean,
anything that we can do, we're going to get involved with a new thing that we're excited about. It's called the EE system. And what it is, and our West Hollywood location, we're going to have it in a few months, energy enhancement system. It is absolutely phenomenal. It rebuilds your body from the inside out. It repairs damaged DNA. You go in this room and take a nap, and it will literally rebuild you from the inside out. It's the stories that you hear are almost hard to believe. Now, there are centers around here, actually in the Valley. There's various centers. There's one in West LA close to us. EESystem.com. Look them up. Find a location near you. Go in these centers. Go in there and start spending time in these centers. It'll restore your cellular voltage to 70 to 90 millivolts. Your body will start repairing and rebuilding like you cannot believe. Go in these centers.
Yeah.
Spend some time in these centers. Watch your life become transformed. I'm opening up a center with Tony Robbins in Boca Park in Summerlin in Las Vegas, right?
Uh-huh.
Tony and I are opening one up here in about 2.5 weeks, and we are so excited about it. It's going to hold a lot of people. It's going to be a place where people can go and just get their life changed. And Devin and I are going to open one up here in West Hollywood eventually, but for right now, the centers that out there that everybody needs to go and have an experience and watch your health changes so much when you get in this positive energy.
So now, why didn't you integrate it into what you have already?
Because
like a separate company?
Room size is the problem. It takes, you know, these rooms, like I got a 3,000 square foot building in Summerlin for this, right?
Uh-huh.
Our whole places, our med spas are only like 2,000 square feet. We just don't have the room.
Right.
However, in our West Hollywood location, we did build a room in that place for it. So we kind of, it's new to us, and but now going forward, we might start implementing that in some of these stores. We might start to design our stores to accommodate rooms like this, you know.
Right. And how's that done? I mean, you talk about voltage and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Are you connected to electrodes?
Just sit in a room.
Uh-huh.
There's these scalar waves. So there's these computer screens that are putting out this energy, and there's these scalar waves, and there's a photonic energy, too, that hits your body, and it causes your body to start healing like you've never seen before.
Wow.
So it's just, that's the environment that all humans were meant to be in. When you put that human in that environment, your body just starts repairing and rebuilding. It is absolutely shocking what you see. So just very rapid transformation of your health. No
Sounds
doubt.
Sounds good. Well, we are just about out of time. So tell people how they can find you. The website is bhrcenter.com.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm.
And you guys can find all the treatments, all the services, the locations around the country. And, I mean, it's full of information, you know. As far as the aesthetic and stuff, do you guys does it involve surgery at all? Or?
No, everything we do is non-surgical. We even have what you call all-therapy, so it's a non-surgical facelift. So, you know, and the difference between us and a lot of other med spas is people come in, you know, for fat reduction. So we have different devices like Cool Sculpting or radio frequency device that'll kill the fat, you know, or reduce the cells or kill the fat. But what we want to do is not just treat them to solve that initial problem, but look at the root of the problem. What caused, you know, that fat, that additional weight or fat that the person has? So that's why we then do the blood test. We've got an incredible program for weight loss, our hormone program, to see what, not only will we reduce the fat through our aesthetic division in the med spa, but now what can we do to help them to keep that fat off, you know, from coming? So, and we have new technology right now called CellSound. It's probably one of the first devices using ultrasound, not radio frequency or freezing the fat, but actually will get visceral fat. So it'll go deep, you know, and lymphatic drainage and all that. So we did the trials on this and amazing results. So we're always that innovative, you know, cutting edge, you know, what's going to be the best technology to keep people looking and feeling great.
We can take 2 centimeters. So think about coming in and doing an abdominal treatment. You can take 2 centimeters off a waistline in one treatment. It will liquefy the fat. Really? Feed it back into your bloodstream so that your body just metabolizes it. 2 centimeters is not uncommon for one treatment, and it will even impact visceral fat, like Devin said. It goes 10 centimeters deep. Mm-hmm. So it's pain-free. Right. So you could literally go twice a week, lose 4 centimeters a week of waistline while liquefying that fat, feeding it back as glucose. It's the most amazing new technology. It's just taking off in our industry. We're way out in front. We're one of the first 3 spas to even have it. But CellSound is going to take over. I mean, it's going to be for people that want to get rid of fat quickly without pain and actually see that fat metabolized and go away. And by the way, it tightens the skin at the same time. It's crazy. Devin and I were so blown away by it, we actually bought stock in the company, CellSound. It's amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And so your stuff is non-invasive. People don't have to worry about pain and things like that and recovery and all that. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, Sam.
You're amazing. You know, you're contributing a lot to people, and you have a lot of locations. So that's not an excuse for you guys. You can find a location probably near you, somewhere nearby, and check them out. I know I'm going to check you guys out because, you know, I mean, there's so much good stuff here. How can you not even try it?
Yeah,
you know?
Come on in, Sam.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to feeling even younger than I do now.
Great.
I'm 63 years old. I feel okay.
You look great.
But I thank you. But I think I could feel better.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Always can.
I want to lose some weight. I want to have more energy and overcome all the little things that nature does to us.
Yeah, you know? With aging.
Yeah. So everybody check out Beverly Hills Rejuvenation Center and give them a try. All right, everybody, thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Right on.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.